So I posted something really interesting on Facebook today. Because there was a debate going on Reddit. So I was like, well, let me take this over to Facebook and see what some of our listeners think about this. And the question is, do you wear shoes in the house? And I only posted a couple of hours ago. We have 90 comments already. Like, I just posted it. We have 90 comments. Apparently, this is a very controversial area for some people, like shoes in the house. I know that you're one of those people that you make people take their shoes off before they come into your house.
Yes.
And you don't wear shoes in your own house.
Oh, God, no.
But so do you wear socks? Do you go barefoot? Do you have house shoes? Like, what do you do?
Yes. All the above. Sometimes I'll wear socks. Sometimes I won't. Like all day, I haven't worn socks. I do have a pair of slippers I wear sometimes if it's cold. But no, shoes are nasty, gross, icky, ooey. They stay outside.
Wait, your shoes are all outside?
Yeah, you can take them off as soon as you get in the house. But I don't want them to go any farther than that.
Wait, so you keep your shoe? When you buy a pair of shoes, it lives outside?
Pretty much. In the garage.
You buy shoes and put them in the garage?
Yeah.
You don't have a shoe closet? You don't have... There's nowhere inside your house that has shoes?
No, you just leave them outside. You don't. It's a little different and it matters which house that you're in. Because some houses have carpeting the minute you walk in. So you have to leave the shoes outside. You cannot wear a pair of shoes on carpet. If you have wood floors, that's fine. But as soon as you hit carpet, the shoes have to come off.
It's actually, for some people, not fine. In fact, I was up in Connecticut this weekend, and as soon as you walk in, there's a mudroom. And they have all these different benches, and underneath the bench are like little shoe racks. So you have to sit on a bench. It's almost like a skating rink, that you sit on the bench, and you take off your shoes, and you put them underneath the bench. And the whole house is all wood floors. There's no carpeting whatsoever. There's like a rug or two here and there, but it's mostly wood floors. They don't want you scratching their floors. They don't want the germs. They don't want the dirt. You have to take off your shoes in the mudroom. Now, at my house, I don't walk around my house with shoes on. I've been to people's houses, and they're wearing shoes in their own house, which I think is so weird. I walk in my house. I take off my shoes only because I like to be barefoot. But then I take my shoes and I bring them into my bedroom, and I have a closet with like a little shoe rack, and I stick them in the shoe rack.
Well, they have your shoes are a totally different story because your shoes have their own place.
Right. All my shoes, my expensive shoes, have shoe boxes that they live in with little pictures of the shoe on the outside of the shoe box. But then like my sneakers, like I have like little cubby holes in my closet, and the sneakers get shoved in there.
But back when I had carpeting through the whole house and you walked in with shoes, I in my head, I was screaming.
Right.
You know, take your shoes off. What are you doing, moron? And then when you get to different parts of the country like Marquette, Michigan, you can't walk into somebody's house because 90% of the time there's snow on your shoes. So that's why you have those little corridors where you can take your shoes off and leave them right there because
you have to leave them.
You
right.
have to because there's too much snow. But if you have wood floors, I think that's fine. But don't step on my carpeting. What are people saying on Facebook about it?
So Facebook is really interesting. So people are saying that they come in their house and they immediately put on slippers. A lot of people said yes, they do wear shoes in the house. They have no problem with it. Some people have said they have house shoes that they basically take off their outside shoes and put on house shoes that they have shoes on of some kind.
Like Mr. Rogers.
Like Mr. Rogers, exactly. Slipper socks if it's cold. Let's see. Somebody else said, no, we live in a metropolitan city. Who knows what we're picking up? So the moment we enter, the shoes come off and are sterilized. And I put on my Crocs. We do the same with our puppies. We sterilize all of their little paws before coming in. Yeah. Somebody else said, I have two cats and a dog. I do know a couple of people who don't wear their shoes in the house, and they make everybody else take their shoes off. Meanwhile, those people have cats and dogs.
I wonder how many people have changed now since the pandemic to where they think differently than they used to.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, it is a pandemic thing because we have these friends who they've been out of the country and they haven't been able to come back, you know. So still, we have a key to their So we have a key to their house, and we've just been going and like watering the plants and making sure the house is okay and taking in their mail. So they have a friend that came and stayed in their house for a little while. I don't know why. I think he was having his floors done or something like that. Mm-hmm. So we were coming over to bring the mail in because we have the mail key. He doesn't. And he said, could you not come in with your shoes? I don't want to get COVID. It's like, A, this is not your house. B, you can't get COVID from shoes. And C, shut the hell up.
And get out. You squatter.
Yeah, you don't live here.
You're squatting.
Exactly.
Get out.
Right. Exactly. But there are people that do believe that you can get COVID from the bottom of your shoes, which I've never seen in my life. I don't think that's possible. That would be a miracle.
Yeah, I think it can come from anywhere. But I think if you can leave whatever you can leave outside, that should be more better.
No, I think it's more about dirt. Like I've learned, you know, it's more like when the dogs come in, they're tracking dirt from outside. I'm not worried about COVID. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about, you know, we just bought one of those carpet cleaner things, one of those rug cleaners. And these rugs were filthy. My boyfriend went through, he spent all day cleaning the rugs. Mm-hmm. I don't want the dogs walking in now and running around on these nice clean rugs. I don't even want to walk around the clean rugs.
You live in the kitchen now. You are officially kitchen dogs. Right. This is where you live. Good thing is you get fed here, but you live here now. This is the only, see this 20-foot square area? That's the only place you can roam.
Not just them. We're kitchen people. I don't even know. I don't even want us walking on the rugs.